Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The U.S. Energy Administration today says that the national average retail price of regular gasoline rose 3 cents to $3.71 a gallon in the week that ended Monday. The price is just over 19 cents above the year earlier level and is the highest price since the week ending March 4th of 2013. The retail price of diesel on average rose 4 tenths of a cent to $3.97 a gallon. In its April short-term energy outlook, the EIA projected gasoline prices would average $3.60 a gallon in April, up from $3.57 a gallon a year earlier. Retail diesel was projected to average $3.97 a gallon this month, up from $3.93 a year earlier. Corn planting for the week that ended April 27th came in at 19%. That compares to 6% last week and a five-year average of 28%. Illinois is 32% planted in its corn crop. 2% is emerged. In Indiana, 8% planted. And Iowa, 15% planted. Corn emergence was reported for the first time this year at 3% nationally, compared to a five-year rolling average of 6%. Soybean planting also was reported for the first time this year at 3%. Compared to a five-year average of 4%, Illinois reported 2% of its soybeans are planted, compared to a five-year average of 3%. Winter wheat is 18% headed, compared to 9% last week and a 26% five-year average. Winter wheat conditions worsened slightly, adding one more percentage point to the very poor to poor rating at 34%. 33% of the crop is rated good to excellent. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,466, now 465, up 68 points. The NASDAQ 3554, up 13¾. The S&P 500 is 1872, and it is up 6 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner, and he is live in Kansas City. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Well, it looks like we've got some good news for our folks in the lower parts of the Midwest today. It looks like this upper-level low-pressure system that has been rather persistent here over the past few days is going to provide a little bit of a break in the precipitation sooner than was suggested yesterday. That means areas from Kansas eastward into parts of Indiana, and I should say southern parts of Indiana and parts of Kentucky, will likely see some drier conditions evolving sooner this week than previously suggested, probably occurring on Thursday of this week in particular, but we could see already tomorrow a rather restricted number of showers. Now, many of you in those areas this morning are looking out the window and seeing the clear skies, and you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe it's already over. And in reality, there's still one more round of precipitation that will come through these areas. This will take place later today and overnight tonight into early tomorrow morning. The precipitation is expected to be mostly light, however. I don't think we're going to see much more than a couple tenths of an inch of moisture in most cases in the lower parts of the Midwest. Now, upper areas across the Great Lakes region in particular, we'll see, probably at least 2 or 3 days' worth of cloud cover and shower still occurring. The precipitation will become lighter as each day goes by, and we'll likely see a rather gloomy outlook for those areas. Eventually, as we get to the weekend, we'll likely see much improved conditions in the north. In fact, they may already occur on Friday. But the best news, as I mentioned before, is the fact that the lower Midwest will start drying down a little bit. Today's conditions will be dry in some areas, and others will see some showers later in the day. And as the skies clear off a little later this week, we'll see the temperatures turn warmer as well. It will be cool, though, for a while. We're going to see unusually cool conditions in the western Corn Belt for the next 3 days, with highs only in the 40s and 50s. Normal high temperatures in that area should be in the 60s and lower 70s. So this is going to be more than 20 degrees below normal in some of those areas, and there may be some frost and some light freezes in portions of the west central high plains region in hard red winter wheat country as we go through the next two mornings. We're not expecting to see that cause any kind of serious crop damage, but there will be some vegetative development that is burned back by the cold. Now, as the coolness comes further to the east, it will moderate, so we will not be looking at any risk of frost or freeze conditions in the heart of the Midwest. But our low temperatures will get down into some 40s and perhaps some upper 30s as we get into the end of the week and on into the weekend. The warming that I mentioned will come in over the weekend and into next week, and we'll see those temperatures rebound back into the 60s and 70s across the lower parts of the Midwest, while upper areas will probably still be looking at 50 and some lower 60-degree temperatures. The outlook across the U.S. Great Plains will continue to be one of drought, especially in the southern parts of the plains. Hard red winter wheat country from southern Kansas into Texas will not only be dry for the next 7 days, but they will also see temperatures getting hot this weekend into early next week with 80 and 90-degree highs expected. The heat will not work its way into the heart of the Midwest, although some southwestern Corn Belt locations could see temperatures up around 80 degrees by the time we get to the end of the weekend or early next week. The bottom line to today's forecast is that, yes, we are still looking at some delays and some sluggish field work, but there is hope on the horizon here that the Midwest will see better planting conditions over the weekend and into next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 784, up three quarters. July, 788 and a quarter, up one and three quarters. Soft May wheat, 699, down one and a quarter. July, 707, down one and a half. May corn, 511 and a half, up three and three quarters. July, 517 and a quarter, up three and a half. December, 509 and a half, up two and a half. May soybeans, 512 and a half, up four and a quarter. July, 503 and three quarters, up three and three quarters. November, 1242, up two and three quarters. May soybean meal, 496.40, down 50 cents. May soybean oil is 42.79, and it is up 17. April live cattle, 145.15 and a half, down 25. May feeders, 180.80, down 30. May lean hogs, 120.52 and a half, and they are down 45. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
A lot of things in green except for some wheat.
Yeah, and wheat has plenty of supply worldwide. We're a very tight supply here on old crop beans especially. And then corn, we have great usage. And those plus the worries about planting pace and weather helping push things higher.
Looks like there's some commercial interest in soybeans.
They're, you know, they have some of that also. But, you know, in general, the charts still show it going higher. Weather and, you know, world events can push it back and forth other directions.
July beans are now 52% above USDA's estimate cost of production. And that's a number you've hardly ever see, and it's not a number I've seen very often, maybe once. November also looks pretty rich. Are producers taking advantage of these prices?
Some are, some aren't. It's just an individual thing. But you get beans up near that 1250 mark, which we hit 49 and a quarter, new high for the year yesterday. We ought to be looking at dribbling some out or protecting them.
So you would reward the market at this point with something, maybe at least put a put under it?
Yep, I sure would.
Turn your attention to the corn market. 19% of the corn crop in the ground, 3% emerged, less than the five-year average on both numbers. Traders, are they trading that? Is it a supportive feature? What?
I think the usage is so good, and then worry about the planting pace with rain predicted across most of the nation, scattered showers, so we won't get much done this week. And they're up looking then up to the May 8th, 10th area of where we will be. And that's always a concern as far as planting. Last year, we didn't really plant much till May 15th and got it done in 3 to 4 days. We can still do that once it dries out, but it's still, until we get it done, it's a concern, and it helps hold prices higher.
Well, if we do dribble on into a similar time window as a year ago, would we get the 91.7 million acres that USDA suggests, or would the number be slightly smaller?
I think it'll still be bigger. I just don't have people switching. They're staying with their corn acres.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhar debates commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 5.11 up 3 and 3 quarter. July, 5.17 up 3 and a quarter. And December is 5.09 up 2. May soybeans, 15.14, now 13 and 3 quarters up. Now 15, 13 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. July is 15.06 and a half, up 6 and a half. In November, 12.43 and a half, up 4 and 1 quarter. May soybean meal, 497.10, up 20. And May soybean oils, 42.80, up 18 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.